G'day, this is Jeff. Welcome back to the What About series. This week we spoke about the topic, what about money? And so we've just had a couple of questions come in this week in talking about money and money issues as a Christian, as God's allies. How do we treat money? How do we spend money? How much money is too much, or how much is not enough? We need more money or we need less money, talking about all of that. Rather than recapping what I spoke about on Sunday and in the earlier podcast, I'll just get straight to the questions today. So someone asked the question, what is the biblical view on raffle tickets and the lottery? What about buying scratchies? What about buying raffle tickets at school or at work, or maybe going to the casino? All of those things, to some extent, fall into a similar category. You know, sometimes raffle tickets might be going towards a good cause compared to, say, buying a lottery ticket where the money is going largely to the company that's running that lottery. They say with any kind of gambling that the house always wins, that anytime you are entering into some kind of raffle or lottery, it's not actually a good investment because the house always wins. And the chances and the odds mathematically, statistically, of winning money and actually making money from some kind of gambling is next to nothing. It's very, very much a game of extreme chance. So I think what the Bible would say about that is nothing specifically. We don't have any passages that I'm aware of that speak specifically about gambling or lottery tickets in the way that we know them, or raffle tickets. But the Bible speaks a lot, and Jesus taught a lot on being good stewards and managers and spenders, givers, savers of our money, especially from what Jesus said and from the wisdom in the book of Proverbs. And so I think we waste a lot of money on a lot of things in our society, and gambling and lottery and raffle tickets are probably one of those things that we spend a lot of money and waste a lot of money when there are probably a lot of better ways that we could be being good stewards of what God has given us, and wisely giving, wisely investing, wisely saving, wisely sharing what we have. The only time I think it gets a little grayer is in specifically with raffle tickets going to a good cause. And when you know that you're buying that ticket to invest in and to give towards that cause, be it a charity or a school or some other kind of purpose, then you're not actually doing it as an investment in what you might win. You're doing it as an investment in that purpose and that cause. And if you win the meat tray, or you win the chook raffle, or you win the hamper, or whatever it is, then I think that's a little bit of a different category, because essentially you're giving, but there's a little bit of a game and fun about it in what you may get out of it yourself. The other question that came in was around money in marriage, and where husbands and wives have very different views on money. Essentially, that this person is just asking, you know, what about balancing a relationship on the issue of money, especially when the two partners, the two spouses, have different views or different habits when it comes to using money. You know, one spouse may want to give a lot more than the other spouse. One spouse may spend a lot more than the other spouse. One spouse may be better at managing money a lot better or a lot more than the other spouse. And all of this can create a lot of issues and tension in marriage that can go on and on. I linked in the podcast from Sunday to an article called Money Management for the Christian Family. And I'll put it in the notes with this midweek podcast as well, for you to have a little bit more of a closer look at what this person, this article, says about dealing with financial problems in your marriage. And one of the most important things that it touches on, and I completely agree, is when you are in a marriage relationship, you need to make these decisions together and agree on them together when it comes to money. I think as much as possible, a married couple, and especially when you both share faith in Jesus, that you should be working to be on the same page as much as possible, to being on the same team as much as possible on all issues, and especially with money. And so if you have division in your marriage, in your relationship about money, one of the best things you can do is to pray and say, God, with this issue, I've got my own views and my partner's got their own views, but please would you help us to get on the same page and on the same team? Because money wants to get in between you and your spouse in your marriage, and that's not the best way to go. That's going to cause a lot of grief and pain and damage to your relationship. And so pray that God would keep you two together and keep you on the same page and the same team in being good stewards of your money. And then talking about it as much as you can together. One spouse may be a lot more skilled and gifted in managing money, and so they may naturally take the lead. But you really need to be aware together of what your financial situation is and what's happening, and together agree on your convictions about what you're going to do. If there's differences on how much you give or how much you spend, and there's differences in view or different habits from each other, then it's really important that you talk that out. And you may have some expectations that you ask of each other, maybe even just for a time, to say, all right, for the next 2 months, can we limit in this area or can we increase in this area, and just see how we go with it. And that's not about controlling each other. That's about working together to be good stewards of your money. And, you know, you need to take a long view of this as well, that each of you are responsible before God, and together as a family, as a couple, you're responsible before God. But that stretches out over your whole life. So that's true today in how much you give or what you spend on lunch. And it's true this week in terms of what your commitments are and what your repayments are month by month. But it's also true in 10 years' time. And so maybe you can have a conversation today that leads to further conversations, and make some changes today that leads to further changes later on. And so that in a year's time, in 2 years' time, in 5 years' time, you could look back and say, hey, we were able to clear that debt. Or, hey, we're really able to be more generous and sharing with what we have. Or, hey, I'm really comfortable with how much my partner spends or how much we save at the moment. That'd be my hope and prayer for you. So have a look at that article if that's an issue for you, or you want to look into that a little bit more. Coming up this week in Sunday's message and the podcast, Laura, my wife, is going to be speaking on the difference between God in the Old Testament and God in the New Testament. Sometimes he seems really different, and so what do we make of that, and how do we understand that? So look forward to that, and then please send in your questions, and we'll do another midweek Q&A, Laura and I together next week, talking about that issue. Have a great week.